Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? Welcome to a bonus episode of the Staller Podcast.
Yeah.
Do we have any listener questions or anything in from our loyal, loving listeners?
Please, Patrick.
Wait, do you remember Michal, who lives on the mountain?
The Mourne Mountain?
No, I think he's down in Mayo.
Is this the lad we asked to send in something we haven't heard from?
The very same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he sent us a video, and it's quite nicely produced. It's him
German
walking
down.
He's walking in the mountain in the snow, and he takes a break and he thinks of nice sunny lambing season, it seems. So anyway, that's last week. He asked Michal to give us an update, and he sent us a very slickly produced beautiful piece of cinema.
Can we see it? Okay, he's recording himself, perched the camera up. Oh, and he's throwing a bale of hay over his shoulder.
It's very well shot.
It's shot in black and white, and it's a snowy mountain and sheep.
Yeah,
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, thanks for the update.
So there you go.
Michal, is it?
Yep.
Michal is a great, great man.
Is he coming to the live show?
Last time we asked him that, he said he had nowhere to park the tractor, I believe.
Ah, right.
No tractor spaces in town, is there?
Yeah. How fast can a tractor go? Oh, you imagine 15 kilometres an hour.
I remember that question on the theory test, actually.
How fast a tractor can go?
Yeah.
What was the answer?
15.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Legally or physically?
Physically.
A tractor can only go 15 kilometres an hour. I can run fast in the tractor.
I have no clue. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
He's lying. Just to correct myself, Michal, first of all, he lives in Mayo. And second of all, he doesn't own a tractor. That was the problem last time. So he couldn't drive it to Vicar Street because one of you had told him to drive the tractor.
Oh, so he didn't go because he doesn't have a tractor to drive?
I think so.
He wouldn't turn up without a tractor.
Hop on the back of a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Giddy up. Giddy up, Dolly. Dolly the sheep. Do you remember the clone the sheep, Dolly?
I think so.
Cloning the humans now in China.
Class. I'd love to be cloned.
We're only recording 5 minutes and Owen's rolling his eyes. The Arlon. I hope you know this.
Oh, I'd love to be cloned, lads.
You do podcasts with Luke O'Neill. You should know. Luke O'Neill talks about cloning. He knows all about this.
So you say they're cloning humans in China?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, not officially, but they fucking are.
Okay, see now, again, the slightest interrogation of your statements and they start to crumble.
They have successfully cloned a primate and they can, like, they have a huge success rate and a huge health, like, they live. They don't just, like, die after birth. Like, they've cloned primates. So technically, because we're so closely related to primates, they can clone a human. And I guarantee you, they fucking are. There's a documentary I watched about a Chinese fella who's living in Dubai now, who clones camels who race.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they race camels in Dubai. And it was because he was cloning. He was doing some dodgy shit, but he was like, it was all underground and he was cloning pets and stuff like that. You could get Frank cloned when he dies, which he will.
We have to get him cloned before he dies.
Well, take like a hair.
In which you will. You're going to die as well.
Yeah, but don't clone me. You wouldn't want to clone me. You'd be arrested for that.
I'll clone you. I'm going to clone you.
Don't fucking clone me, man.
The show will go on. He's just sitting there like that. Yeah, don't like that. Yeah, hate that. Yeah.
Do you know what? Can we do an episode, a main episode on cloning?
No.
Okay.
Can I have another question then?
Yeah. They are not cloning humans in China. There was a Chinese scientist who edited the genes of unborn babies using I'm not sure if it's a CRISPR technology, but something very similar, and he went to prison because you can't be playing God like that. Not yet, anyway.
Don't go playing God.
Not yet.
Or don't go getting caught.
3 years in prison for playing God.
Mad shit.
Craig has been on, Joe, and he's advised you that the Perfect Day Cafe in Kilbarrick does a very good breakfast. A little bit out of your way, but I've also heard that.
Close to Coolock. Close-ish. Nah. That's not too far.
It's like going to Holt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not quite, but.
Ah, it is. It's on the neck of the peninsula. Isn't it? Sort of.
First of all, it's called a tombolo.
That's news to me. Sounds like an instrument.
And it's not. Sutton is the neck of the peninsula.
Tombolo is a website that you play bingo on, you mad thing.
Nah, man, that's AAA poker.
AAA poker. AAA poker.
So Trish has been on. She her question about death.
All right, Trish.
Her question about death.
Listen, yeah, I'm just updating me Bebo band. Go ahead.
She says, my question about death is, did we put out a call for...
We talked about death previously.
Anyway.
A lot.
What would you like to happen after you die? Burial or cremation? Trish used to think she wanted to be planted under a tree until she realised that the tree would probably eventually be taken down to make room for a cycle lane.
I want to be buried under the tree at Spar.
Okay.
Imagine there was a Spar haunted by Darren Conway. Just in the middle of the night, someone closing the shop and you just hear... Sue.
Is that a ooh, Sue. I'd love to haunt someone. What was the question?
Burial or cremation?
Probably burial.
I have a take on, I think burial as well, but in a weak wooden box, because I think when you die you're supposed to go back to the earth, like everything is recycled, and like that's what's supposed to happen. So I think if everyone was cremated, it would fuck up the cycle of the earth a little bit.
Do you know how they fit more graves and gravestones into cemeteries? If they're full, how do they fit more?
Just on top. They keep going on top.
Yeah, I only found that out recently.
Sure, they
that obviously it sinks into the ground and then they just replace it and replace the headstone after like no family members are left to say, like to mourn the person or go to the grave. Like,
yeah, isn't that mad?
Yeah.
And even just, and it's
plot. Just you're just forgotten then. Yeah, no history, like crushed. It's just gone. That's why I want to be buried in Spar.
Nothing. A cloth, linen cloth, put me in the ground and let me decay. And give back to the earth. And then I'll turn into mushrooms. The mushrooms will feed. I'll turn into maggots. The maggots will turn into mushrooms. The mushrooms will feed the trees. The trees will feed the air. The air will feed life.
Is that how you're always a part of the universe then?
Yeah. It's how you're always a part of earth.
With no thoughts?
Everything that's in the earth has always been in the earth. Nothing new has come from or come into the earth.
I love the earth.
It's sound, isn't it? It's the earth is mad sound.
It's good when you like throw out some kind of manifestations and stuff. It comes back like earth sound, man.
What's the universe? What's the crack with a few quid?
Yeah, universe gives 188 there.
Just to like get me labour next week, man. If you don't mind, you owe me. You owe me a few quid, the universe, man.
Would you rather be cremated or you said buried?
Buried in Yeah. But I don't like
cremation, like sort
people get buried in like metal caskets that never decay, so I'd hate the idea of just decaying in a metal casket.
You won't know.
But you're not you're just kind of you're gone then.
Cremation is kind of like I wouldn't like that because it's just I'd rather a piece of me left for a little bit.
Anyway, what about you, Owen?
Cremation.
Yeah?
Yep. Darren. You mentioned how in graveyards they kind of just, you're surprised.
They get synced.
They put people on top.
Mm.
In Glasnevin.
Nothing left.
Well, there's more people buried in Glasnevin than there is alive in Dublin today.
Wow.
Now, in Glasnevin, Parnell's grave is there and it's just a big boulder on kind of, for one grave, it's a large piece of grass, but it's not huge when you find out that underneath the boulder, and where Parnell was buried, further down, there's a mass grave of 11,000 people who died of cholera.
So he's just on top of 11,000 people?
Yep.
What an honour.
Are you talking about Charles Stewart Parnell here, yeah?
I am.
Okay.
Ian tells us he's looking forward to the live show. April 6th, Vicar Street. Tickets probably, maybe, still available.
Oh, I'd say it's...
Maybe.
Cutting the toy.
He has two questions for us. He wants me to know, first of all, that there's a Simpsons pub quiz happening next month in Smithfield in the Token pub. Thinks I'd win it handily. There's a really high calibre of Simpsons nerds shows up at those things.
Yeah.
Seriously high calibre.
What's the prize money?
Good question.
That's what matters.
He wants to know, what type of pub quiz would you two excel at? Specific teams or rounds? Music, sports, trivia, general knowledge. Also, P.S. There was talk of a potential stall at pub quiz. There was.
And still is. You never know. Okay. Just general knowledge. I don't like... You know when you're playing the pictorial or whatever it's called? What's the quiz where you spin something and it lands on a subject?
Trivial Pursuit.
Mm. I just like it to land on general knowledge.
Yeah. I think I'd be good with logos.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Or is it questions? Logos.
I've seen that as a round in pub quizzes, yeah.
Ah, there's McDonald's.
The easy logos.
easy logos as my subject, please.
Movies. Would you be good at movies?
I don't think so.
Sports.
Again, I know a lot about Man United, but then outside of that, I wouldn't really.
Music?
No.
History?
Definitely not.
Geography?
Definitely not. Logos, man.
Politics?
Definitely not. That's probably the worst one.
Video games?
No. Nothing?
Nothing.
General knowledge, like everything in general, like I'm just shit.
But then again,
I don't know. I'm still watching lots of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Some questions might pop up somewhere along the line from that.
I didn't watch it recently, but I seen an article. And maybe we'll talk about it in the main episode.
Ooh.
But there was a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
He found a friend.
Coffin one?
No.
Oh.
He found a friend. He found his wife.
To tell them that he won?
No.
Oh.
He found his friend and he found his wife and a man picked up.
I recall that, yeah.
She was cheating on him, like.
Chill.
What?
Chill.
What? That's what happened. And then, like, Jeremy Clarkson and all was saying, okay, relax, because he was like, who's this? Like, who's after answering? And then he hung up. I was like, oh my God, look, we'll talk about it in the main episode.
And was that his lifeline? Gone?
That was his lifeline. He was calling his wife.
I should have gotten a new one.
Should have got a new wife. My wife. Mad shit. Imagine that happening. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm rich, but my board is ripping me off. Sick. My general knowledge, I think, would be movies. I think I'd be happy enough to go with movies. Or history, maybe? Maybe history? Or geography? Give me it all. I'm actually not too up on music. I wouldn't really be good on music, I don't think. Unless it was like 90s pop. I know 90s pop. Britney Spears. I know Britney Spears. And Christina Aguilera.
Fair.
Backstreet Boys.
I'm pretty sure that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing, that the voice is an answering machine.
Well, we'll leave it for the main episode. Little tease. Little hook and bait.
Grand, yeah. Good.
What would yours be on? People want to know. Would it be Simpsons? Cartoons?
Not cartoons. Simpsons. Yeah, if there was a Simpsons round in kind of a general pub quiz where they had to pitch the difficulty of questions at the general population, I'm 100% taking that.
Do you watch the new Simpsons?
No.
Okay.
So an offence.
So the first 20 seasons then?
Simpsons has been on in my gaff every day the last while.
Why?
It's on Disney. And
okay, yeah.
Amy just puts it on. We just put it on.
Sports is usually a safe bet.
Yeah.
Or
any particular sport?
Well, football would be the main one.
General knowledge, in football, maybe. Yeah, probably.
Tennis. Would you be up on tennis? Like, who won the most Grand Slams and all that sort of shit?
Give it a shot.
What noise do they make when they hit the ball? Correct.
Edward. Yes. Edward has been on to us. Edward is buzzing for the live show. He has a ticket too.
Yeah, are we?
Edward is a big fan of the show, but he's sitting on a dart speechless. I take it Edward wrote this from his seat on the train because he was so outraged by what he had heard. Joe has talked some shite in the past.
Oh, here we go.
But hearing him say Dairy Gold isn't real butter is insane. And to be honest, he's a bit upset with me for not calling you out on this defamatory statement. I accept the criticism. I should have done better. I will do better next time.
The tub of Dairy Gold now.
I think I recall saying it was real butter. Just saying.
Getting out from underneath it quick.
So it is real butter then, the dairy gold?
What's fake butter?
Margarine.
Yeah.
Dairy gold is not margarine.
So is all butter just real butter? This is chicken soup all over again. Let's put that in the live show.
I'm googling, is dairy gold real butter?
Imagine if she said, yeah.
Yeah, man, you fucking age you.
When you click the arrow down, just said, yeah, man, it is. Are you doing your research for your podcast? ?
Right, that's enough.
Brilliant.
I'm happy with that.
Thanks for listening to another bonus episode of Stala. The main episode's out on Mondays. Wednesdays. Yeah. Mondays is this one. Sorry about that. Uh-huh. And if you have any questions, send them into stala@goloudnow.com.
Oh, very nice.
And don't forget to visit drinkaware.ie if you're having a gargle.
Just in general.
I fucking miss saying that.
Yeah, you can take it.
I miss it so much.
Yeah. And wash your hands. It's just a good thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't wash my hands enough.
Do you not?
I wash my hands after the bathroom and if I'm... Yeah.
I don't do it... I do wash my hands after the bathroom, but I don't think I do it to the point that it's good enough. I'm just doing it for the sake of it, I think. It's like a routine.
It's like a splash of water and like a...
Yeah. Yeah. In case anyone
rub it in the trousers.
On my hair. Sometimes I draw it on my hair just to kind of give it a little bit of slickness. Anyway, yeah. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
See you then.